Today I am sitting inside my room, under lock and key, by quarantine for The Ohio State University. I took a mandatory weekly test, and here we are, back home, for a while, until I meet the guidelines by the CDC and by The Ohio State University, to be released. Our next podcast will probably be recorded here. As well, just some thoughts since I don't have anything else to do. And obviously, I want to make Peyton's job harder by giving him extra stuff to edit and put together. Thanks, Peyton. So, just kind of wanted to talk about one thing that's been happening in the news the past couple days as I pull it up on my phone is the hostage situation in Texas. Not a whole lot is, from what it seems to be, a pretty complex issue with a rabbi, among with three other hostages, being held for almost 11 hours in a Texas synagogue at Congregation Beth Israel in Colleyville, Texas. It was occurring, I guess, from around 10 in the morning to 9:30 at night. So an all-day affair. And from what I can tell, this has been an international incident with the people who allegedly carried out this hostage situation, being from the United Kingdom, and other than that, not much is known about it. So it is interesting to see what will happen in the next couple of days, what we'll end up finding out about this horrific situation, about this illogical, irrational hatred against people of the Jewish faith and of the Jewish nationality. Anti-Semitism is something that is irrational completely. All of the stereotypes and the hatred that's been carried out against them for decades, for centuries, for much of human history is quite frankly disgusting, and it just doesn't make sense on any rational level. However, it still is a prevalent issue in our country and all throughout the world, and that must be addressed. And it's a conversation that we need to be having, and I'm sure Payne and I will be talking about it further. Later this week, when we record our full podcast. But I thought that this issue, especially on Martin Luther King Day, where we pay respect to a man who sought to bring African Americans into a world of social and civic and racial equality and equity, in order to honor that man, it's fair to talk about an issue that is affecting a large percentage of our population, whether it be racism or anti-Semitism. It's on days like this where we honor Reverend Martin Luther King Jr., that we need to have conversations about where we are as a nation and how we can do better moving forward. And I think that's a question we all need to be asking ourselves. And questions that we need to be asking is, why do things like this, the synagogue in Texas, keep happening? And that's something that everyone, regardless of political party or religion, race or creed, we should be able to agree on that there is an issue with certain individuals, and we need to figure out why it's happening, and we need to put to a stop to these irrational attacks on members of the Jewish community, members of the African American community, members of any community. Violent attacks, violent forms of aggression cannot be tolerated, and they will not be tolerated. I'll see you soon, and I'll hopefully have more to talk about with Peyton in the next couple of days. Thanks.